I'm Ashley Negron with the Environmental Protection Agency's Office of Inspector General, speaking with Christine Boffman, a team leader in our Office of Program Evaluation. Today, we'll be discussing a new OIG follow-up report titled EPA Improves Management of Its Radiation Monitoring System. Follow-up reports are an important part of any Office of Inspector General's mission. A follow-up report determines whether a federal agency has taken appropriate corrective actions to address prior OIG recommendations. This report addresses actions taken by the EPA to address recommendations made in an earlier OIG report, weaknesses in EPA's management of the radiation network system demand attention, which was issued in April 2012. Chris, please start us off with an understanding of the nation's stationary air monitoring network for radiation, which is part of RadNet. What is RadNet and why is it important?
RadNet is the EPA's nationwide radiation monitoring system, which measures levels of radiation in the environment. It does this by regularly testing the nation's air, as well as precipitation, drinking water, and pasteurized milk for a variety of radionuclides and radiation types. These measurements are intended to identify and track atmospheric releases of radiation that impact large parts of the country and major population centers due to large nuclear facility incidents or accidents, large foreign radiological incidents or accidents, radiological dispersion devices resulting in widely impacted areas, and nuclear weapon detonations. For example, RadNet played a critical role in monitoring radiation levels in the United States following the March 2011 nuclear incident in Fukushima, Japan. Air monitoring is critical because excessive exposure to radiation, both over a long and a short time, can affect people's health.
What was your team looking for with this follow-up review?
Back in April 2012, the OIG made 8 recommendations to the EPA for improving its monitoring of radiation in the air. EPA officials reported that they had completed corrective actions for 7 of the recommendations. Therefore, we revisited those 7 recommendations to find out what happened. We did not review corrective actions for recommendation 8 because the corrective actions were still ongoing when we started our review.
So what did your review find?
We found that the EPA's Office of Air and Radiation and its Office of Administration and Resources Management completed corrective actions on all 7 recommendations to ensure there are more monitors and they are operating better. As a result, the air monitoring portion of RadNet increased in both coverage and effectiveness.
How exactly did that happen?
The EPA increased the number of air monitors installed nationwide from 124 to 132. And has 8 additional monitors available for installation. The EPA hopes to install 2 of the 8 new monitors in Paducah, Kentucky, and Columbia, South Carolina. The locations for the other 6 monitors are still being decided at this time. Furthermore, the EPA continues to increase the number of fully operational monitors nationwide. The EPA also took corrective actions to ensure that the air monitors operate effectively by improving its process for replacing air monitor filters.
How are these improvements beneficial to the environment and human health?
These RadNet improvements have increased the availability of data needed to assess radioactive threats to the public and the environment. Again, the RadNet air monitors play a critical role in monitoring Americans' exposure to radiation.
Thank you so much, Chris, for sharing the results of this follow-up report. For more information about this report and other EPA Office of Inspector General work, please visit our website at www.epa.gov/OIG, and be sure to follow us on Twitter at EPA OIG.